This is a recording of the September issue of Your Camden. The recording is being made by the Transcription Department of the DRT from a document provided by Camden Council. The recording is divided into six tracks. Track one includes this introduction, the front cover, the contents section, news, and community news and handy numbers. The contents page will explain which articles are on which tracks. Front cover. Your Camden, September 2007, camden.gov.uk, your free monthly magazine from Camden Council. New look. Area forums, a new way to have your say. School attendance equals poor results equals missing out. Inside, latest news, parking guide, win Eurostar tickets. Page 3. Inside, a borough of opportunity. On track 1, page 4, news, register to vote, stop identity fraud, healthy schools. Page 6, community news, studying part-time. Page 7, handy numbers, your guide to services. On track 2, page 9, feature, get involved with area forums. Your views, investing in our homes. On track 3, and page 12, there is a feature, all about parking. Page 13, feature, missing school equals missing out. Page 15, Young Camden, get information on sexual health. Track 4, housing news, online self-assessment. Page 16, working together, beat bogus callers, is on page 17. Track 5, there is a feature on improving customer services on page 19, and on page 21, Sport Camden, Rugby World Cup fever. Track 6 has the What's On section on pages 22 to 23, Out and About in Camden, and Win Eurostar tickets. Your Camden is free to all residents and provides you with information about our services. Published by the communications team, London Borough of Camden. Editorial, 020-7974-6021. Distribution, 020-7974-5973. Advertising, 020-7974-5573. Write free of charge to Free Post Your Camden or email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. Costs 13 pence per copy for design, print and distribution. Cover, Lifetime Learning Virtual CD. Distribution from the 10th of September 2007. Next issue out 10th of October 2007. Download a podcast of Your Camden from camden.gov.uk/YourCamden. You can receive a copy of Your Camden in large print or on audio tape by phoning 020-7974-6021. Printed on paper, manufactured from virgin pulp, produced from sustainable managed forests. Page 4. Your Camden News. Freedom from harassment. Homophobic or transphobic hate crime is still a reality for many lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people in London. Camden LGBT Forum can help you to report and deal with homophobic and transphobic crimes, including neighbour harassment. There is a male and a female caseworker. A caseworker from the forum is available on the first Wednesday of each month from 2 to 5pm at Camden Town District Housing Office, in brackets DHO, in the Crowndale Centre. You can also see the caseworker from 2 to 5pm on the last Wednesday of the month at Hoban DHO in Bidborough House. You can find out more or make an appointment by phoning 020 7470 8760. Road revamp for Kingsway. Essential road resurfacing and strengthening work has started along Southampton Row and Kingsway in Holborn. The £1.2 million project will improve the road surface and strengthen the structure of the roadway. We are working with local businesses and residents to minimise disruption, although some traffic diversions will be needed. The work is scheduled for completion in December 2007. You can find out more about the plans at camden.gov.uk/Kingsway or phone 020-7974-4986. Register to vote. If you're not registered, you can't vote, so make sure you respond to the annual form sent to your home in August. If there are no changes to your household details, you can let us know over the phone or on the internet. And to make things even easier, you can now respond by text message. You can find out more about electoral registration and how to confirm or change your details by phoning 020 7974 6000 or email electoral.services@camden.co.uk. Mental capacity. Act update. Many people fear losing the capacity to make decisions for themselves. The Mental Capacity Act, in brackets MCA, gives people power to plan ahead for a time when they can no longer take their own decisions. Some parts of the Act were implemented in April this year. New offences include ill-treatment and willful neglect of a person who lacks capacity. There is also now the right to an independent mental capacity advocate in specific circumstances. On the 1st of October, the Act is fully implemented and further developments will include people being able to appoint someone else to make financial and personal welfare decisions for them. This is known as lasting power of attorney. People will also be able to make advanced decisions to refuse some kinds of treatment, valid when they lack capacity to make such decisions for themselves. Specific rules apply to advanced decisions to refuse life-sustaining treatment. A new Court of Protection will have the power to appoint deputies to make decisions on behalf of people who lack capacity. It will also monitor the use of lasting power of attorney to make sure it is being used properly. You can find out more about the MCA at justice.gov.uk/guidance/mental capacity. Page 5. Beating drugs. Residents with drug misuse problems are to receive even more support to get clean, following the opening of a new treatment service in Camden Town. The new centre, based in Royal College Street, will enable drug users to walk in off the street and receive help without an appointment. The centre offers a range of services from general health care to harm minimisation and drug advice, support and therapeutic programmes. The centre will also work with drug users over a longer period, devising care plans allowing people to address their drug issues and ultimately leading to a drug-free existence. Although Camden Town sees a lot of the drug-related activity in the borough, it has not had an open-access drug treatment centre until now. The new centre is predominantly intended to provide drug treatment services to people from the Camden Town area. Our Safer Streets team work with street drug users and will also be able to refer them to the centre, encouraging them to lead more constructive, responsible lives. If you are a resident in Camden Town and need help with a drug problem, or you know someone who is looking for help, contact the centre by phoning 020 7485 2722. Healthy schools. Camden's pupils are taking responsibility for their own well-being. 38 schools have now gained the National Healthy Schools Standard. 22 Camden schools were joined by other schools from Islington for a special ceremony to celebrate the work they did in reaching the standard. Students from La Sainte Union were commended for their involvement in peer mentoring, anti-bullying work and healthy eating. The Healthy Schools programme improves the well-being of pupils and staff through personal, social and health education. This is carried out alongside work to encourage healthy eating and physical activity. Schools involved in the programme have been involved in improving their grounds and introducing healthier school meals. Some have revamped their after-school clubs or school council, and in the classroom there has been an effort to improve teaching of areas related to health. Young people's health and emotional well-being in Camden is continuing to improve, according to a recent survey. Over 1,400 pupils from 9 secondary schools took part in the health-related behaviour questionnaire, which showed that pupils are eating more healthily, consider themselves fitter, and have better emotional health than in previous years. You can find out more about the Healthy Schools Standard at healthyschools.gov.uk or phone 020 7974 6302. Page 6. Community News. Adult Education. Studying part-time can give you a definite advantage in the workplace. It can also be fun, and there are plenty of opportunities to study in Camden. We have just published a new guide to learning for adults, 2007/08. There are thousands of courses on offer in Camden at dozens of different institutions. Kirsty Bailey chose a BA in History at Birkbeck. She said, "I have a young family and there is no way I could have done a full-time course, so Birkbeck was the best option." Birkbeck welcomes students with little or lots of academic experience, and we can help guide you towards a course that suits you, whether at Birkbeck or elsewhere. You can find out more about all the adult learning opportunities in the borough at camden.gov.uk/adult-learning or by phoning 020 7974 2148. Your PJs can save lives. More than 300 families are expected to pull on their pyjamas and join CLIC Sergeants PJ5K at Hampstead Heath on Saturday the 22nd of September at 2 p.m. The PJ5K is a charity walk for little ones to walk or toddle a 1K route and older children and adults to walk or run the 5K route. The event is in aid of CLIC Sergeant, a leading children's cancer charity. They provide support and care for the 10 children and young people diagnosed with cancer every day in the UK and their families. You can find out more about taking part in the PJ5K event by logging on to clicksergeant.org.uk/yummymummy or call 08451 206 658. For more information about Click Sergeant or the services it provides, log on to clicksergeant.org.uk or phone the Childhood Cancer Helpline on 0800 197 0068. A new way to recycle. You can now recycle your used drink cartons at 7 street collection bins throughout the borough. Cartons are more difficult to recycle because they're not made solely of paper or card. A separate process is needed to recycle them. This is why they still cannot be recycled in curbside boxes. Around 55,000 tons of drinks cartons are used in the UK each year. This is equivalent to more than 2 kilograms per household, of which less than 5% is currently recycled. This works out as more than 2 kilograms for every home in the country, and less than 5% of this is recycled. To recycle your cartons, just separate them from your other rubbish, wash and squash them, then put them in one of our bins labelled with an orange sticker. You can find the bins at Kentish Town Road, outside Sainsbury's, Brunswick Square, BP Garage at 213-5 Haverstock Hill, O2 Centre, Finchley Road, Russell Square, Morrison's Superstore off Chalk Farm Road, Regis Road Recycling Centre. We have introduced this new initiative in partnership with Tetra Pak and the National Beverage Carton Industry Body. You can find out more about recycling at camden.gov.uk/recycling or phone 020 7974 6914. Shred it. Latest government estimates say identity theft costs the country about £1.7 billion a year. But there are some simple steps you can take to keep your details safe. Start by shredding any papers containing your personal information before you throw them out. It's particularly important to destroy anything with your name and address on it, particularly if it has financial details like your bank or credit card numbers. If you are unlucky enough to have fallen victim to identity theft, you will know how much stress it can cause. It's well worth investing £30 or so in a shredder that will cut your personal papers into confetti before you bin them. You can find out more about how to protect yourself at identity-theft.org.uk or call Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111. Page 7. Cutting car crime. Thieves will have nowhere to hide as we launch a 2-month joint operation with Camden Police to catch vehicle crime offenders. We are aiming to reduce car crime in the borough by targeting known hotspot areas and catching potential thieves in the act. Residents and visitors to Camden will be given vehicle safety information to encourage them to take sensible steps to help prevent them from becoming a victim of vehicle crime. top tips include removing valuables from the vehicle, such as laptops and wallets, and always lock your car and close all windows, including the sunroof. Other handy hints include always trying to park in a well-lit area. A few extra safety precautions, such as using a steering lock or an immobiliser, can drastically reduce your chances of having your vehicle stolen too. You can find out more about how to keep your vehicle safe by phoning 020 7974 2915, visiting camdensafe.org or email communitysafety@camden.gov.uk. Keeping the standard. Our standards committee is there to make sure councillors maintain the high standards of conduct we all expect from them. Chairman of the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, in brackets NSPCC, and Camden resident Sir Christopher Kelly, chairs the committee of independent and councillor members. Sir Christopher said, "Like those in all other local authorities, our standards committee is responsible for helping members maintain the high standards of conduct in their official business, to which the council as a whole quite rightly aspires." Earlier this year, the government issued a new model code of conduct for councillors, which was adopted by us in June. This covers areas of individual behaviour, such as councillors not abusing their position or not misusing our resources. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/committee or call 020 7974 5944. Handy numbers. Our newest handy guide to services was launched last month and distributed for free with the July/August edition of Your Camden. But in case you need to make a call and don't have your guide to hand, here are some useful numbers. You still have time to let us know what you think of the guide. Complete the feedback form in the guide, write your name and address onto it and send it back in the post. You could win one of 6 £50 High Street vouchers if you return your form by the 28th of September 2007. If you aren't sure which number to call, call our customer services line on 020 7974 4444 or text link 020 7974 6866. Cashier's payment line 020 7974 6104, camden.gov.uk/pay. Children and Adult Social Care Services, 020 7974 6666. Out of Hours Emergency Service, 020 7278 4444. Council Tax, 020 7974 6470, camden.gov.uk/council tax. Health Services, 020 7530 3500. camdenpct.nhs.uk. Housing Repairs, 020 7974 1212, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Out of Hours Emergency Repairs, 020 7278 4444, camden.gov.uk/housing-repairs. Noise, 020 7974 2090, Weekends, 020 7278 4444. That's 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Friday to Saturday. camden.gov.uk/noise. Parking Services, 020 7974 4646. camden.gov.uk/parking. Planning, 020 7974 1911. camden.gov.uk/planning. Police, 020 7404 1212. In an emergency, phone 999. Recycling Services, 020 7974 6914, camden.gov.uk/recycling. Registration of Births, Deaths, Marriages and Civil Partnerships, 020 7974 1900. Rubbish Collection, 020 7974 6914, camden.gov.uk/waste. School Admissions, 020 7974 1625, camden.gov.uk/schools. That is the end of Track 1. Track 2. This contains a feature on area forums entitled Help Make Camden a Better Place, and your views, tenants' views on investing in Camden's homes. Page 8 has the Somali translation and Bengali translation of the following feature. Page 9, feature. Help make Camden a better place. A new way for you to have a say on the future of your area launches this month. Area forums are a new way for you to influence the decisions that affect where you live and the public services available to you. The forums will change the way we consult, allowing you to influence decisions at an earlier stage. A key part of this will be to look at ways you can work with us and other service providers to make your area a better place to live and work. Meetings will be held by councillors, but they are your chance to get involved. Meetings will look at the issues in your area and contribute to deciding on the way forward for the top 4 or 5. This could range from the positioning of a bus stop to recycling collections, antisocial behaviour or illegal street trading. Forums will also provide opportunities to contribute to major consultations. Some meetings will have a debate around particular themes. The first round of meetings will provide an opportunity to comment on the Area Forums prospectus, a guide to how the forums could work. The forums will also look at the Local Development Framework, in brackets LDF. It is estimated that the population of Camden will grow by around 35,000 between 2006 and 2026. The LDF will outline where homes, jobs and things such as roads and schools to support this population growth will be located. Anyone who lives, works or studies in Camden can attend any forum. Just turn up on the day or email area.forums@camden.gov.uk to register. If you have any access requirements, please let us know in advance. We will try to get the necessary help for you to attend. There will also be opportunities to take part on the Area Forum's website. Find your Area Forum. The first round of 2-hour meetings will run between September and December. The first 3 Area Forums will be Fortune Green and West Hampstead Area Forum, 27th of September at 6:45 p.m. at the O2 Centre, 255 Finchley Road, NW3 6LU. Swiss Cottage Area Forum, 2nd of October at 7:30 p.m. at Hampstead Theatre, Eaton Avenue, NW3 3EU. Kilburn Area Forum, 11th of October at 7 p.m. at Abbey Community Centre, 222C Belsize Road, NW6 4DJ. Other meetings are being set up in every ward across the borough. Phone the Area Forum team for details. More info. You can find out more by phoning 020 7974 2608. 020 7974 2621, which is a 24-hour voicemail, or visit camden.gov.uk/area forums. Page 10, your views. Tenants' views on investing in Camden's homes. There's no place like home. That's why we're looking for your views on the best way to bring ours up to scratch. We have been working on ways to improve housing services for all our tenants and leaseholders. This includes improvements to the repairs service and looking at how we manage our tenancy and caretaking services and how we tackle antisocial behaviour. Our main priority at this stage is to look at the quality of our housing and ensure all tenants have a decent home to live in. We also want to create opportunities to increase the overall supply of affordable housing in the borough. There are lots of ways we can work together to achieve a better standard of housing, and we're pleased to be able to share our ideas for making improvements. This is a great opportunity to think creatively together about the future of housing and help turn ideas into practical solutions. Let us know your views and opinions on our ideas and how you think we might implement them. Everything you tell us will be used to help finalise our plans. The consultation runs until December. Once decisions are made, it will take a number of years for all the work to be done. During this time, we will keep everyone informed of our progress and arrange for those who wish to participate in the process to do so. It is a large task, but has many positive benefits for all tenants. We look forward to your responses and your involvement in the work. Our plan of how we're going to invest in our homes has now been put together. We will be sending tenants a consultation document through the post this month. This document will outline our proposals and ask your views. Page 11. We surveyed our homes in the beginning of 2007. The survey found that in the next 5 years, 14,000 properties will need rewiring, 8,700 properties will need replacement windows, 3,000 properties will need works to kitchens, 9,000 properties will need works to bathrooms, 11,000 properties will need improvements to heating system. 4 reasons why we need to invest in our homes now. 1. A growing repair bill. See the survey results table above. 2. Health and safety concerns, including equipment such as heating and lifts. As homes get older, parts of the buildings, their heating systems, lifts, wiring, kitchen and bathrooms, wear out, and ordinary day-to-day repairs can't keep them in good condition, working properly and safe. An added concern is the condition of services such as gas, water and electricity supply on estates. Without sufficient timely investment, we are concerned that some of our council homes could become unfit to live in. 3. Quality of life for residents. Our housing stock is varied in terms of age, type and condition. For example, we still own and manage bedsit units that are small and have shared bathrooms. Some estates have lifts and heating systems that are coming to the end of their life and need to be replaced. This can lead to frequent breakdowns that affect the quality of life for residents. Other residents report to us that their windows are old and drafty, leading to colder homes and higher fuel bills. 4. The need to meet the Decent Homes Standard. We agree that the Decent Homes Standard should be applied to all homes and that residents should not have to wait indefinitely for investment to be made. More info. There are several other ways you can find out more. Keep an eye on these pages in your Camden. Our website has fact sheets and answers to frequently asked questions, camden.gov.uk/housing. See our stands at local festivals. All tenants will receive information and a questionnaire through the post. You can find details on what is happening to your local area by contributing to local consultation events on your estate or contacting your local ward councillors or tenants' body. To speak to our consultation and community involvement team, call Cathy Norris on 0207 974 4415 or email cathy.norris@camden.gov.uk. End of Track 2. Track 3. This track contains a feature all about parking, another feature, missing school equals missing out, and Young Camden. Get information on sexual health. Page 12. Feature. Parking matters. Parking is always a hot topic in Camden. Read on to find out what we're doing to give a fairer deal on green issues, clamping and for residents in the south of the borough. Green car boost. We have changed the way we charge for our residents' parking permits to encourage everyone to think about the effect their journeys have on climate change. The next time you renew your permit, you will be charged on the basis of how much carbon dioxide, CO2, your vehicle puts out. We hope this will improve local air quality and get people thinking about more environmentally friendly transport. The changes mean cheaper residence parking permits for low-emission vehicles and higher charges for cars that emit more CO2. We estimate that around 6 out of 10 residents could pay less for their permit under the new scheme. For example, a car like a Fiat Punto, Tariff 1, would cost £70, while a Land Rover Freelander, Tariff 4, would cost £145. Electric vehicles get a one-year permit for £21.25, and if they use renewably sourced electricity, the permit is free. South Park. Residents living south of Euston Road now have access to parking permits for their visitors, thanks to a 12-month pilot scheme which began in July. Demand for short-term parking has fallen sharply since the congestion charge was introduced. This has enabled us to convert some little used short-term bays to residence bays. This scheme makes it easier for people to park when they visit friends and family south of Euston Road. This will be especially valuable for housebound residents who rely on the support of family members and carers. The new visitors' permits are designed for use in residence bays, with a maximum 4-hour stay per visit. The visitors' permits cost 50p per hour. Residents in King's Cross, in brackets CA to D, in brackets, and Bloomsbury and Fitzrovia, CA to E, controlled parking zones, can buy 40 hours every 3 months. Anyone who lives in the Holborn and Covent Garden, in brackets CA to C, zone, can buy 20 hours every 3 months. You can get your visitor permits from the cashier's office at Camden Town Hall, Judd Street. It's open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m, Monday to Friday, except Wednesdays, when it's 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Life after clamping. The widespread use of wheel clamping as a parking penalty ceased in October 2006. Prior to this date, we applied around 500 wheel clamps each week. We now only use wheel clamps for persistent evaders, in brackets those with more than 3 unpaid penalty charge notices, not subject to formal appeal. This means we're now clamping just 4 to 6 vehicles per week. More info. You can find out more about parking by phoning 020 7974 4646 or go to camden.gov.uk/parking. Page 13. Feature. Missing school equals missing out. National research shows poor attendance can result in poor classroom performance and poor exam results. There is more and more research to show that there is a direct link between school attendance and performance. The former Department for Education and Skills, DFES, has shown that 17 school days missed per year can result in the drop of a GCSE grade. Children who attend school regularly have a better chance of getting 5 A stars to C grades. This is why we're working hard with all of our schools to improve attendance rates for children. Our schools have put in place schemes from competitions and rewards for attendance to truancy patrols and support services for parents. Our education welfare team also makes visits to parents' evenings, parent groups, local mosques and family centres. This can help make contact with parents and carers who they might not see during the school day. Thanks to all these efforts, attendance is on the rise in both our secondary and primary schools. Latest statistics show absence is down from 6.7 to 5.9% at primary schools and from 9.6 to 8.1% in our secondaries, compared to the same last year. In cases where attendance has failed to improve, we can consider court prosecutions, penalty notices and parenting orders. This is rarely necessary, though, as in the vast majority of cases, we can successfully work with families to make improvements without the need for legal action. All in all, poor attendance equals poor prospects, missing school equals missing out. More info. You can find out more by phoning our Education Welfare Service on 020 7974 7162 or go to camden.gov.uk/schoolsattendance. Beverly is a mum with 2 children in school. We became involved as her children's school attendance and punctuality was consistently at 76%. Beverly said that she could only manage when we were on her back, and eventually she admitted to being a regular drug user. Despite court warnings, the situation did not improve, and with Beverly's agreement, we referred the family to social care. After this, we provided Beverly with a number of support services, including parenting support and a childminder for her younger child. With the extra help Beverly was receiving, she motivated herself to attend Narcotics Anonymous and succeeded in stopping her drug use. Thanks to the hard work she put in, Beverly began to see benefits for herself and her children. Her children have had almost 100% attendance and punctuality over the last 6 months, and the results are showing. Both her children have moved from well below average to achieving the expected levels for their age group. Beverly said, "I never thought that missing school was messing up their education so much." Page 15, Young Camden. Sexual healing. Sexual Health Week took place during August. We sent local youth worker and SeaWorld writer Tanya Jacobs, 22, down to the Camden Health Bus to find out more. Everyone should be aware of how important sexual health is. That's why a number of initiatives are underway in Camden to make information on services and confidential sexual health advice available to all. Outside Summerfield on Camden High Street, Julie Edgecombe from the Primary Care Trust and two colleagues were running the Camden Health Bus, which visited various locations during Sexual Health Week. The team were giving away a mixture of free contraception and a range of sexual health information, including the latest campaign to hit the streets of Camden, the Your Life campaign. The Your Life campaign has the slogan Protect Yourself, Protect Your Life. The website, areyouthinking.co.uk, gives you confidential free advice on local sexual health services. One example is freedoms-shop.com, an online place to buy high-quality, affordable condoms. All different types of people stopped at the bus to collect information, free contraception or campaign freebies, such as bus pass holders and key rings. Most people stopping by seemed very receptive to the information. One of the visitors, Gary, who lives in Camden, thought the bus was a great idea, especially with all the difficulties young people are facing in society. He said, "A scheme like this gives them the opportunity to talk to someone and find out what is available for them." Another passerby, Andrea, who works in Camden, felt that the location was good. She was happy to pick up leaflets and find out about the drop-in clinics, which she was not previously aware of. The bus was a big success. Over 100 people visited on the day. The approachable and friendly manner of the team made it possible for people to stop and confidently collect information on very sensitive issues, from emergency contraception to HIV and AIDS. The health team made sure everyone clearly understood the purpose of the information and took away as much as they could from the event. More info. You can find out more information on Your Life at camden.gov.uk/social-care-and-health. or phone 020 7530 3636. Read more of Tanya on c-world.co.uk. How would you spend £240,000? If you are 13 to 19 and buzzing with ideas, there's £240,000 available for you to spend on activities you want to do. The money comes from our Youth Opportunities Fund. Find out more about applying at c-world.co.uk/c-partners.html or camden.gov.uk/YOF. The deadline to apply is the 28th of September. End of Track 3. Track 4. This includes housing news and working together. Page 16. Housing news. Update online. Our new web service is making it easier for anyone looking to move to a council or housing association home in Camden. Historically, anyone wanting to apply for a council or housing association home in Camden would apply using a paper form. It was a long and laborious task for both Home Seeker and our staff. Applicants found it slow and frustrating, and so did we. That's why we have developed a quicker and smarter way of applying. It can now be done online. If your circumstances change and you need to update your records with us, you can now do this yourself on our new website. If you would like to apply for a transfer, you can do this online too. The online form even automatically updates your points totals straight away. And for extra peace of mind, we will contact you once you have been online to validate any changes you have made. Julie, 37, is a tenant and has logged on to activate her account at camden.gov.uk/self-assessment. Julie said, "It was really easy and straightforward. The best thing was I got my new points total right away." There is no need to worry if you haven't got access to the internet. You can call our customer services centre for details of places where there is free internet access or to ask them to make changes for you. Just phone 020 7974 5801. More info. Choice-based letting. If you're looking for a new home using choice-based letting, you can get details of some of the properties available from the local papers. To see the full range of properties available each week, just log on to our website, homeconnections.co.uk. You can bid online or over the phone. If you do not have the internet at home, we can send you a list of places to get free internet access. You can find out more about choice-based lettings, along with a list of places like libraries where you can get free internet access by contacting Julie Newsom on 020-7974-5515 or email julie.newsom@camden.gov.uk. Page 17. Working together. Police, fire, health, voluntary, education. Who is at the door? Most people who come to your door are genuine callers, but sometimes bogus callers turn up and try to trick their way into people's homes. Visitors don't come much more unwelcome than bogus callers. They often pretend to be an official, such as someone from a gas or electricity company, a council worker or police officer. To stay safe and sound, follow these 5 steps when someone calls at your door. 1. Keep the door closed and ask who it is. 2. Ask if they have an appointment. If yes, check their identity card. If no, do not open the door for any reason. 3. If they say they are from a company, ask them for your password, in brackets if you have one. If they don't know it, don't let them in. 4. Remember, genuine callers will always be prepared to rebook an appointment at a time that is safe and convenient for you. 5. If in doubt, keep them out. Dial 999 and tell the police. Crime Prevention Officer PC Martin Turner said, "Nobody has the right to enter your home unless you want them to, so if you're ever in any doubt, don't let them in." Fitting extra security, such as a door chain or spy hole, will help you check who is at the door. The crime prevention officer from your local police station can visit your home and suggest security improvements. Camden residents who are over 60 or disabled can get free security checks and equipment provided by the Safe as Houses service. Another good way to protect your home and beat bogus callers is to join a neighbourhood watch scheme. Highgate Neighbourhood Watch coordinator Pat Fox recommends the scheme. She said, "Neighbourhood watch members look out for each other and will report anything suspicious, such as bogus callers, to the police." More information. If you want to know more about how to deal safely with callers at your door, Crime Prevention Officer PC Turner is running a series of talks. Each will last for about an hour. Phone 020 8733 6291 for more details. Charlie Ratchford Centre, Belmont Street, Tuesday the 2nd of October, 1 p.m. St Pancras Community Centre, Camden Street, Wednesday the 3rd of October, 1:30 p.m. Third Age Project, Munster Square, Wednesday the 3rd of October, 3 p.m. Hillwood Resource Centre, 1 Polygon Road, Friday the 5th of October, 1 p.m. Kingsgate Resource Centre, Webb Heath, Wednesday the 10th of October, 1 p.m. Neighbourhood Watch Manager, 020 8733 6406. Safe as Houses, 0845 351 0642. Crime Prevention Officers, Holborn, 020 8733 6543, Albany Street, 020 8733 6291, Kentish Town, 020 8733 6070, Hampstead, 020 8733 6605, West Hampstead, 020 8733 6809. End of Track 4. Track 5. This includes a feature on improving customer services and Sport Camden, Rugby World Cup Fever. Page 18. Feature. Better service for you. Improving the service you receive is important to us. To help us improve, we have been asking your views on your customer services experiences. We are working hard to make it easier for you to get what you need from our services. Our improvement plans are based around the idea of putting ourselves in our customers' shoes. Over the last few months, we have been asking members of our citizens panel, Camden Talks, about their experience of customer service. Some of the issues looked at recently include parking services. Most people recognised the need for parking controls, but shouldn't attendants be seen as working with the community rather than as money-making machines? And that was from Marion Hagemeyer. There are so many different times you can or can't park around the borough, it's confusing. It should be more uniform, with information on restrictions obvious wherever you are. Sandra Montague. Rudy Bright, who heads our parking team, said, "We are working hard to make improvements across parking services. Already we've made it easier to renew permits, and tickets can now be cancelled immediately over the phone if they've clearly been issued incorrectly. Parking attendants have an important role to play. Achieving money-making targets isn't part of this. Parking times do vary in different areas, as they're based on consultation with local residents, but we do recognise our communication around parking can improve. We're also making it quicker and easier for people to renew parking permits." Page 19. Housing repairs. I had been having trouble getting my repairs completed, whereas someone else in the group had got his repairs done without any problems. And it can take ages to get through to the repairs contact centre. Carol Giles. When you phone the repairs contact centre, it feels very impersonal. Why can't there be more of a personal touch from the people you speak to? Scylla Caron. Kim Wells from our housing team said, "We're developing our repairs contact centre. It is important that our staff have a clear policy which has been communicated to tenants and have better information for dealing with queries about repairs. We're also looking at improving systems so that repairs for vulnerable tenants can be prioritised, which the focus groups told us was important." More info. You can continue to help us improve our customer services. Let us know if you have a good or bad experience when using our services. Write to Iftikhar R1, Housing and Adult Social Care, Bidborough House, 20 Mapledon Place, London WC1H 9BF, or email iftikhar.r1@camden.gov.uk, and iftikhar.r1 is spelt iftikhar.awan. When we don't get it right. We aim to get things right, but if we make a mistake, our complaint procedure is there to help. If you are unhappy about one of our services, you should write or speak to the relevant service manager. If you are still unhappy, you can contact the relevant complaints officer. More info. For more information on how to complain, phone our central complaints unit on 020 7974 5644 or email your complaint to complaints@camden.gov.uk or visit camden.gov.uk/complaints. Page 20 has easy ways to contact your council, handy guide to services, your complete guide to services in Camden. Pick up a copy at libraries and council offices or call 020 7974 5717 or email handy.guide@camden.gov.uk. There are also three public notices, which are all notice of application for premises to be approved as a venue for civil marriage and civil partnership. The first one is for the Camden Centre, Town Hall, Judd Street, WC1H 9JE, to be licensed under the Marriage and Civil Partnership Act. The second one is for Gilgamesh Limited, being the proprietor of Gilgamesh, First Floor Building C, Chalk Farm Road, London, NW1 8AH, applying to be licensed under the Marriage and Civil Partnership Act. And the third one is Ian Edwards, the proprietor of Hotel Russell, Russell Square, London, WC1B 5BE, applying to be relicensed under the Marriage and Civil Partnership Act. The details for all three are as follows. The Marriages and Civil Partnerships, in brackets approved premises, close brackets, Regulations 2005, state that the premises can be approved by the Council if, in their opinion and amongst things, 1. They are seemingly and dignified and regularly available for civil marriages and civil partnerships. 2. They have adequate fire precautions and other appropriate safety precautions. 3. They have no recent or continuing connection with any religion which is incompatible with the use of these premises as a venue for civil marriages and civil partnerships. Full details of these conditions can be obtained from the Superintendent Registrar, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JE. Any person wishing to see the applications and plans of the premises may do so at the Register Office, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JA. Any person wishing to object to the applications may only do so if the premises do not comply with the conditions required by these regulations of the Council. Objections must be made in writing to the proper officer for registration matters, Register Office, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JE, and must be received within 21 days of the date of this publication. Page 21. Sport Camden. Scrum on down. The Rugby World Cup has just got underway, with England looking to defend their trophy in France. If you are feeling inspired by Johnny Wilkinson and the boys, there is a club for you in Camden, no matter what your level. Don't be alarmed if you see men, or women, with funny-shaped balls around this time of year on Hampstead Heath. It is probably just the enthusiastic players of Hampstead Rugby Football Club returning for a new season. Hampstead RFC is one of the oldest rugby clubs in the world, and has been active in its current form for just over 30 years. Nicknamed the Heathens, Hampstead run 6 different teams, including a ladies' team. The standard of play ranges from semi-pro level to newcomers who are playing the game just for fun. The emphasis of the club is definitely placed on enjoyment. Secretary of the club, Mark Spilsbury, explains, "Rugby is one of the best games to play in terms of the physical fitness it gives you, but more than that, the social side of things is pretty good too. At this time, every 4 years, rugby makes a return to our television screens and the back pages of the papers for the World Cup. So the National Association, the RFU, are taking advantage of the interest to encourage more participation. Launching the Go Play Rugby scheme, former England internationalist Rob Andrew explained why he thinks people should give the oval ball game a go. He said, "Whether you play rugby professionally or for fun, nothing beats the challenge and camaraderie of a great team sport. If you are interested, you can join Hampstead for training on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Corporation of London's running track on the Heath, or call for more details. You can contact Hampstead Rugby Club on 020 8347 7178 or email info@hampsteadrugbyclub.co.uk. If you want to know more about other leisure activities in Camden, just go to camden.gov.uk/sport. Or phone 020-7974-8753. Quiz question, just for fun. Where was the World Cup held in 2003 when England lifted the trophy? The answer will be after the More Info section. More info. Go Play Rugby is the RFU's campaign to encourage people to start playing the game. Players of any age can find their nearest rugby club by visiting goplayrugby.com or texting 64411 with their postcode. Now, where was the World Cup held in 2003 when England lifted the trophy? The answer is Australia. End of track 5. Track 6. What's on? camden.gov.uk/what's on. Life After Scandal. Hampstead Theatre plays host to the world premiere of Robin Soane's new play, Life After Scandal. Soane's interviewed a series of powerful politicians, PRs and aristocrats to compose his verbatim play, illustrating the aftereffects of some of the most notorious scandals of recent years. The cast features Caroline Quentin in the role of Christine Hamilton. From Thursday the 20th of September to Saturday the 20th of October, Hampstead Theatre, Eaton Avenue, London, NW3 3EU, hampsteadtheatre.com, 020 7722 9301. Music. Cassandra Wilson. The Jazz Cafe plays host to one of the most bluesy, sultry, rich voices of the contemporary jazz scene when Cassandra Wilson performs from Sunday the 23rd of September to Thursday the 27th of September. With a style ranging from pop-inflected to all-out jazz, Cassandra continues to interpret her own original material and create a highly individual approach to jazz singing. The Jazz Cafe, 5 Parkway, Camden Town, NW1 7PG, jazzcafe.co.uk, 0870 060 3777. Environment. Parks. Belsize Wood Nature Reserve is having a grand launch of their new Woodland Reserve area from 12 to 3pm on Sunday the 21st of October. There will be live music, free competitions and free food and drink on offer. Children are welcome but must be accompanied by an adult. The reserve is also open every Wednesday from 9am to 4pm with organised events throughout September and October. Call for details. Belsize Wood Nature Reserve, Woodland Walk, Russell Nurseries Estate, off Haverstock Hill, NW3, 7974-8818. Page 23, September Spotlight, Wagner in London. Richard Wagner's Der Ring des Nibelungen, The Ring Cycle, represents a pinnacle of European creativity, where music, theatre, the visual arts, literature, myth, religion and philosophy unite to form the Gesamtkunstwerk, the total work of art. From the 24th of September, the British Library will host an exhibition of playbills, programmes, sound recordings, manuscripts, contemporary scores and correspondence, outlining the development of the Wagner performing tradition in London. The exhibition will look at everything from when the composer visited London in 1839, 1855 and 1877, right up to the present day. Among the autographed manuscripts on display will be Wagner's rarely performed arrangement of Rule Britannia, and a series of talks will accompany the exhibition. The events at the British Library are timed to coincide with the first performances of the complete cycle at the Royal Opera House for over 10 years. From the 2nd of October until the 2nd of November, the Royal Opera is devoting itself entirely to The Ring. A limited number of returns for complete cycles may be available by telephoning the box office, and some tickets will be released on the day of each performance. Demand for these is expected to be very high. To complete the cultural picture, the National Film Theatre is hosting a Wagner Film Festival too. Documentaries, dramas, and even a Bugs Bunny cartoon called What's Opera, Doc? Are part of the season, which runs from the 1st of October to the 17th of October. Call the NFT for more details. British Library, 01937 546546, or visit bl.uk. Royal Opera House Box Office, 020 7304 4000, or visit roh.org.uk. National Film Theatre, 020 7928 3535, or visit bfi.org.uk. Dance. Dance lessons. The Place is the UK's premier centre for contemporary dance. They offer classes to dancers of all levels from the age of 5 upwards. The autumn term runs for 11 weeks from the 1st of October, so why not get your dancing shoes on? Concessions are available and The Place offers 10 bursaries, allowing Camden residents who are interested in attending dance classes for the first time to dance for free. The Place, 16 Flaxman Terrace, WC1H 9AT, theplace.org.uk/classes, 020 7121 1090. We hope you like the new look for What's On. We will be featuring 5 of Camden's most exciting exhibitions, plays, gigs and community events here every month. If you would like to see your event here, just email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk with details, at least 6 weeks in advance. We look at everything you send us, but unfortunately limited space means we can't print everything. For more extensive listings, just log on to our website at camden.gov.uk/whatson. You can see What's On in the borough next week or next month, and if you're running an event yourself, you can upload details for free. Competition. Win Eurostar tickets. Europe is getting closer and closer to Camden as the clock ticks down to the Eurostar terminal moving to St Pancras International on Wednesday the 14th of November. We have even more Eurostar tickets to give away. This month's lucky winner will get a free pair of tickets to Brussels. To win, just answer this easy question. What country is Brussels in? Belgium, Holland, France. Just send your answer, marked Eurostar Competition, to Free Post, Your Camden. Competition open to Camden residents only. One entry per household. Tickets are subject to availability and must be booked within 1 year of being notified of the prize. The back page of the magazine is an advertisement for Birkbeck University of London. Telephone number 0845 601 0174, birkbeckmatters.com. That is the end of track 6 and the end of the magazine.